Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to the June 22nd edition of Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett on this absolutely beautiful, little chilly outside day, but hope everybody's having a great day so far. Shannon the Dude is with me in studio, and of course I'm still locked out and not able to go, but whatever. So, but Shannon.
Michael.
I got to talk to you about something. You know, we were talking about it briefly before we came on the air.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't live in Louisville, or for the ones that haven't watched the news yet, there was a shooting last night, unfortunate shooting at a restaurant here in town over by a mall off Shelbyville Road. And just to let you know, I was having dinner there an hour before it all happened.
What?
And absolutely. So there's a restaurant over there called J. Alexander's. Have you been there before?
No. I mean, I know that it's there, but I don't think I've ever had a dinner or lunch there.
Well, we need to change that. It's a nice place.
You want to go today?
Yeah, that's absolutely. They got great hamburgers. So, yeah. But last night, before we took our oldest son, Max, to the airport, he wanted to go there because he likes that place and wanted to have dinner before we dropped him off at the airport. And so made a reservation 6 o'clock. Or wait a minute. Is that right? Yeah. I'm confused now. It might have been 6 or 7, and we must have just missed it. I think it was 7 o'clock.
Are you sure you didn't cause it?
Well, exactly. I'm trying to think. Was of some U of L random fan? I'm just kidding. But no, I believe we went to a dinner at 7 o'clock, and the shooting supposedly happened at 8:30. We left at 8 o'clock because his flight was.
Wait a minute! Now this is just like when the police interview somebody.
Yes, I know.
You told me two different versions of the story.
I know it.
Earlier, you left at like 7:30 or 7. Now you're telling me you're leaving at 8.
Yes, because our reservation was at 7 o'clock. I thought it was at 6, but then the more I think about it, it's like, no, dinner was at 7 o'clock because his plane didn't leave till 9 o'clock last night. So I'm thinking, holy cow. I wake up to see this report, and it's like, we must have missed it by 30 minutes, thank goodness.
And was this a random shooting, or what was the case here?
They haven't said yet. I don't know. It was a man and a woman. And they both had to go to the hospital. One went, drove themselves, or had somebody drive them. One went by ambulance. So I don't know, but it kind of rattled me a little bit. I've never been around where a shooting has happened or anything like this. Have you, Shannon?
No, I don't think I've ever seen anybody get shot.
Yeah,
I think most people can say that.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah,
and hopefully it stops. But you know, this is getting out of hand here at Louisville, and hopefully all of this stops. But the murder rate here in Kentucky, or in Louisville itself, has just risen so much over the last year.
I know it. It's like Chicago or Detroit around here.
Exactly. Or Gary, Indiana, which is one of the most dangerous cities. Between that and Chicago, it's like, what are you going to change? I mean, the pandemic is, for the most part, over. And that's one of the conversations my son and I were having last night, or both my sons. It's like, it seems like the awareness and the issues with mental health issues has become more prevalent now than during the pandemic.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. Yeah,
which seems strange to me. So
I'm going to New York City just for a few days to feel safe again. To get out of here.
It's not a bad idea. So
it's bad when you're going there to feel safe.
Exactly. But listen, we got a lot to talk about.
I'm glad you didn't get shot because you know I'm going to need my manager coming up Saturday night. And well, I can't have my manager limping out there with a flesh wound down the aisle for OVW.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who your manager is because they didn't put a picture of me up. You know, OVW put the picture up of
there is a picture of you. There is a picture of you on.
There is not a picture
is.
Of me.
Yes,
all right,
there
you'll
is.
Have to show this to me. I haven't seen it yet. Yesterday, I saw the picture of everybody's retweeting it of a picture of Ryan Lemon, the barking chihuahua, and Shannon T. Dude. But there's no mention of Michael Bennett other than you pointed out to me, which I totally missed. They misspelled my last name.
Yeah, only one T on the end. They thought you
exactly.
They thought you were French, Michael Bennett.
I mean, what do I have to pay to get a little more respect over there? What do I have to do? Because I'm getting to the point now, Shannon, that I think it's intentional. Now I saw people retweeting, a certain person that's on an hour later saying it warms his heart that these people are going to be involved Saturday night, and no mention of Michael Bennett.
You're not a part of KSR though. Did you notice that all those people mentioned were on KSR?
Yeah, but I'm a part of it Saturday night, so.
Yeah, but so are a lot of other wrestlers who weren't mentioned.
All right. Well, I haven't seen the video clip until.
You know what? You whine more than Aaron Rodgers. Do you know that?
Evidently, you are a whiner.
You're like Phil Mickelson whining because a fan took a picture of him on his backstroke.
You put me on the flyer. You tell my name wrong.
Well, I mean, but come on. Here you are in the video trying to give this she girl all this money.
She girl?
Tickets out to Las Vegas.
Listen now.
You don't even want to face the she girl.
It's no she girl. This is a big man. You're talking a lot of smack. I think maybe you should go in there and fight my match for me.
I wouldn't have any issue with it. I would take care of it.
And you would take care of it?
Out of there. Yes, absolutely. This is a ridiculous conversation, by the way. But I think Saturday night
ridiculous?
Is going to be nothing but ridiculousness.
I'm sure it will be. I can't wait to see your suit.
Yeah, well, it's going to be exciting. I'm going to look ridiculous, but I'm going to have a lot of fun and support my good friend Shannon T. Dude.
Okay. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the Supreme Court versus the NCAA.
Yeah.
I know you saw it.
Of course.
They lost the battle against this verdict, which was 9-0 against the NCAA. Shannon, did you realize that the NCAA could have negotiated with them from the very beginning, and the NCAA was so arrogant they wouldn't even listen to what their offer was going to be?
Well, first of all, I didn't know you could negotiate with the Supreme Court. You're telling me you can?
No, this was before they even met with the Supreme Court in the verdict that they got.
Yeah.
A long time ago, before this ever became a trial, people against the NCAA, O'Bannon, and all these former athletes tried to negotiate before they took it to court with the NCAA.
The
NCAA wouldn't even listen to them.
No, because they're stuck in their ways. And, I mean, they're, you know, making millions and millions of dollars off of players who aren't getting paid a penny. So why would they want to change? And they're not doing it until they have to, which is now looking...
Yeah. Which is now.
Yeah, which is now looking like it's going to be the case.
Yes.
Because it's...
Is this going to change everything about college sports and athletes within college sports and recruiting?
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like this is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I think the college game as we know it changed, and it changed yesterday with that Supreme Court ruling. And it's just the beginning. You know, I mean, this just says that they can go out and they can get jobs and they can make money on the side. But where does it end? I don't think there is an answer to where it ends. And, you know, I think that, don't you think the players, though, if they want to go out on the weekend and do a signing and take pictures, they should be allowed to charge, you know, $5 for a picture and an autograph?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because the NCAA, man, they've bullied these athletes for all these years and basically said, you can't even take a sandwich from somebody because that's an NCAA violation.
Right.
I remember, a Vandy player a few years ago got suspended because he took a free meal from someone. It wasn't even, I don't even think it was a free meal. It was like a cookie or something somebody gave him.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then the NCAA found out about it, and then they suspended him. Like, what?
Well, I'm with you right there. And here's the other part. I remember years ago when Dale Brown was the head coach at LSU, basketball coach. And he called the NCAA and said, listen, one of my players, family members passed away. He can't afford to fly himself home, so I'm going to pay for his plane ticket to fly home. And the NCAA denied him doing that.
That's disgusting, man.
Exactly. Basically, Dale Brown just kind of flipped him the bird and said, I'm paying for it anyway. See, I like the fact that Dale Brown, who I really liked and respected, of course, he was one of our big rivals back in the 80s, the early 80s. And so I respect the fact that, hey, he contacted the NCAA and told them what he was going to be doing. And yet the NCAA said no. And he still said, well, I'm going to flip you the bird and do it anyway.
Yep.
You said it. That just sickens you knowing the NCAA wouldn't do
something. And that's why it's, to me, that's why it's better to just ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
Because you know what they're going to say.
No. They're going to say no every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
And how a guy like Mark Emmert keeps his job is just beyond me. Wasn't that long ago, last 5-10 years, a lot of people were talking about, let's get Jay Billis in there to run it. I think he would have been fair, except when it came to Duke, I think he would have been in favor of Duke. Well, maybe he
I don't think so. I think Jay Billis would have been a great president.
Within the NCAA, you think so?
The United States of America. Yes, yeah, exactly. The NCAA.
Well, they're one and the same, if you ask me. But I just listen. What if it was Donald Trump in there as the president of the NCAA? I think that would be incredible.
Yep. And then all the fans would be raiding the NCAA headquarters.
Oh, jeez. Don't bring that up.
Sitting in Emmert's desk.
Taking pictures. That's right. Yeah. Was it yesterday or today that's selfie day?
Maybe yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, something like that. So, anyway. All right, well, let's go ahead and take our first break. If you'd like to give us a call, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. When we come back, great news for a couple of the UK, former UK basketball players, and I want to know, could a team of former UK players win the gold in the Olympics? Let's talk about that as soon as we get back. 502-571-1080. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give me a call, you tweet me at Just the Cat Radio.
Collective Soul playing tonight in Louisville with Styx.
Oh, really? That's tonight. Where is that? That's at the big Great Lawn, right?
Yep, Waterfront Park. It'll be my first concert that I will have attended since 2019. Kind of looking forward to it, yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about a concert that happened Sunday night. I don't want to talk about it now, but I want to talk about it in a little bit. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there was a huge concert, the first one in 460 days at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I saw that.
You did see that.
Foo Fighters.
Okay. Yeah, it's Foo Fighters. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want to talk about this first because I think this is really cool. So it was announced yesterday that Bam Adebayo is going to be joining the Devin Booker as well, the Team USA basketball team for the Olympics in Tokyo. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'm proud of him. I'm glad that that's two players, and I'm trying to figure out I would have put Julius Randle in there. I mean, and then where do you stop from there? So my question to you, Shannon, could you put a team full of nothing but NBA former UK players, and could they win the gold?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, let's think about who all is in the NBA right now.
Yeah,
because
the concern right now, because one of the top players, obviously Devin Booker you would put on there.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, but the concern with Anthony is that every time he turns around, he's getting injured. So, not to his fault, but, I mean,
well, let's just say he's healthy. Devin Booker, Anthony Davis, De'Aaron Fox, Tyler Hero, I'd probably put him on there.
Maybe, or would you replace him with Emmanuel Quickly?
Well, I mean, we're doing a whole team here, so I can have more than five players, right?
Both of them? Okay. All right, then. So, yeah, all right. I don't even know how many players they put on the Olympic team. I mean, is it 12? Is it just like, is it 15? What are we looking at? So,
yeah.
Would you put in Cousins?
I mean, he's another he's another guy that's been injured.
Yes.
You know, he hasn't been the same since he came back from his, what was it, ACL that he had?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I would put DeMarcus on there.
Yeah, probably not Nerlens Noel, who's still playing. Patrick Patterson is still playing.
Did we say Willie? We already said Willie, didn't we?
Willie? No, we did not say Willie Cauley.
Put Willie on there.
I'm even putting on there Rajon Rondo.
Yeah,
Tell me somebody else. I mean, he's an incredible point guard. I mean, he finished with what, 8 or 10 points the other night, and only played a few minutes in the ball game. So. Before they lost. I'm trying to think who else is there. So that's what, six players right there?
Yep.
Seven?
Throw on maybe Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
Yes.
Maybe even Hamidou Diallo. Did we say Bam?
Well, yeah, of course, we're putting in Bam and Devin Booker.
Yep.
Yeah, they're already on the team anyway, so those two are a given. So I totally forgot about Hamidou Diallo. Kevin Knox, he's not played well with the Knicks. I don't know what's going on with Kevin Knox.
All right, so the answer is yes. We could have a bunch of former Kentucky players that could. Yes, I think so.
See, I think so too. In fact, I don't.
I mean,
really
who is beating that team with Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Bam, Willie, DeMarcus, Shea, Tyler Hero? Who is beating that team? Lithuania? You think the Lithuanian national team is going to beat that team? No.
No, absolutely not. I'm trying to think, is there another school out there that could do the same thing? Is there enough players from Duke or Kansas that could literally do the same thing? I'm putting all my money on the all-star of the UK that are currently playing the NBA would beat any all-star other team from Duke, North Carolina, Kansas. I know this is the blue shades coming on.
Totally. Yeah, I think maybe Duke could do that, but other than Kentucky, Duke's probably the only team.
I would think so, too. I would think Duke, a team full of former Duke players that are currently playing the NBA could definitely win a gold. But I think that's it. I don't think there is another school out there that could do it.
That's probably right.
So, anyway, I thought that was a pretty good topic, but I did. I thought that was a good one. All right, let's talk about this for a second. So, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters played their first concert at the Madison Square Gardens on Sunday night. First time they'd had a concert at Madison Square Gardens since 460 days, all a year and a half, basically. And I thought that was amazing. Here's the other part, Shannon, that I thought was interesting. So during the concert, the Foo Fighters invited Dave Chappelle to come up and sing a song.
I saw it.
Now, did you see this at all, where Dave Chappelle came on stage and wanted to sing a song with the Foo Fighters?
You know, it might surprise you, but I do this afternoon rock show, and I have to do some show prep.
You already saw it.
And having Foo Fighters back at Madison Square Garden with Dave Chappelle up on stage was kind of a big topic on my show yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah,
right,
I've already seen it. I've already played it. But we could talk about Dave Chappelle doing Radiohead Creep.
Wasn't it interesting that that's the choice he made to sing was Radiohead's Creep?
Yep.
I thought that was great. You know, Dave Chappelle, this is going to come out wrong, but I thought he would pick something else. I thought he would come out
as Rick James.
Well, see, I think that would be great. Or Morris Day of the Time. If you even know, you don't probably know who Morris Day is. But I thought that's who he would be singing, something like that, or a James Brown song, something along those lines. But did you see where the Foo Fighters are getting ready to release a new album and who they're tributing this album?
Yes, I did. But go ahead.
The Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I mean, how terrible is this album going to be? I love the Foo Fighters.
Don't knock it till you hear it.
You think that's the case? Because there's certain people I don't want singing certain songs. Like, for instance, I don't ever want to hear Taylor Swift singing an AC/DC song. I just don't want that.
Why not? She might be good at it.
Oh, my gosh.
She's very talented.
Please, no. Oh, yeah, she's very talented. She's probably one of my least favorite singers.
Oh, good. That means we're going to play Taylor Swift the rest of the show now.
See, daggone you. I knew I shouldn't have mentioned that at all. I would rather. Okay. All right, then. Well, let's go to the phone. Somebody on the phone, you said?
Yeah, let's go to Matt.
I didn't hear you. Okay, let's go to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Michael. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Matt.
Good. Couple of cats you forgot for the Olympic team. How about De'Aaron Fox?
Yes.
P.J. Washington.
We said Fox.
Carl
we did
Anthony
not say Washington.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Carl Anthony Towns, absolutely. And you know what? Carl Anthony Towns, if we get too many big men, he might replace Cousins. I mean, DeMarcus might be cut from that standpoint right there alone. So I think those are two great ones.
And I know he's hurt, but Jamal Murray.
Yes. Jamal Murray. They're saying he might make it as well, so even with his injury. Now, here's the other question I got for you, and I appreciate the phone call. Shannon, if you were the owner of these NBA teams, would you like these players going over there and potentially hurting themselves further?
No, but you got to do it, though, right? You got to compete in the Olympics. What else are you going to do? Just say we're not going to compete this year?
I know. I know a lot of the agents out there, they're worried about their players playing for no money.
I mean, you could get hurt doing anything, though.
You can't get hurt doing anything.
Gotta bring home the gold, though. Come on, you gotta be patriotic.
See, I think it's great.
We could have Taylor Swift sing the national anthem for you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Let's just go. I'm gonna talk to you.
In my mind, see it, it's gonna be all.
Xanadu.
The
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet us at Just the Cat Radio.
Did you say during the break that DeMarcus Cousins is only making $300,000?
He has a one-year contract with the Clippers for $335,000.
That cannot be right.
Isn't that crazy?
That cannot be. Are you sure that's right?
I'm looking at it right here on this spotrack.com that has all the different players that used to play at Kentucky. And, yeah, their contracts are just insane here. Like, for instance, we didn't even mention John Wall, who's playing for Houston now. He's got a four-year contract for $171 million. Anthony Davis has the largest of them all, $189 million.
I don't understand why he would only make $335,000.
Because they have – that's probably the minimum right there. And he's had so many injuries, nobody has faith in him. So the Clippers said, okay, we'll give you a shot. And he had a pretty good game the other night. I think he finished with 11 points. I'm going from memory right now.
In like 5 minutes?
Yes. and nobody wants to give him a try. Listen, I would give DeMarcus – I love the guy. I mean, he might go down as one of my all-time favorite one-year players at UK.
Mm-hmm.
Between he, that first year, and that probably will be the most memorable, with the exception, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I guess I think of that team more than the others, with the exception of the 2012 National Championship team, the most, because they were the first ones to come here. They brought the excitement back after Billy Gillespie left. I mean, to me, it was fun seeing John Wall on Midnight Madness flexing his arm there, and DeMarcus Cousins coming out. You had the whole thing with Mississippi State where he's saying, call me, because all the student body got his cell phone and was calling him all night long. I mean, that was a really memorable Calipari team.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think that, though, going back to our discussion, though, originally, I think that we could definitely put together a bunch of former Kentucky players that could win a gold.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Nick Richards is a part of that.
Somebody pointed out that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander couldn't play because he's Canadian, which I forgot about.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, he couldn't play with us.
Good point.
Oh, well, yeah. That is.
Sorry, we wouldn't even need him, though, with all these other players we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't think we would either. I would love to have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander on the team, but I don't think we but we've got so many other players that we could choose from. I think it would be difficult, extremely difficult, to come up with a starting lineup. I mean, it's one thing to bring them on the team. Then it's another thing to say, okay, here is the starting five.
Mm-hmm. Just throw them out there. It wouldn't matter.
You know what? I think you're right. I think you could just interchange them, and it would be no big deal at all. Between Anthony Davis and Cat, I think you're still going to have solid play down the middle. You just are. And both of them can shoot from the outside on top of it all.
Right.
That's the crazy part about with when I started seeing Anthony Davis out there shooting the three when he got into the NBA, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then he starts making all these shots. They're encouraging him to shoot it. Yet Calipari wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah, he took the sixth amount of shots on that Kentucky team that won the title. He'll tell you that.
Yeah. Which is crazy. So, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention
this. He was saying that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
He was saying that at that camp. We went to a youth basketball camp with Calipari a couple of weeks ago when we were traveling across Kentucky.
Right.
And he used that in his speech.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, you know, the same Cal talking points that he always uses in every interview. Basically, but go ahead. Yeah.
Did you ask a question?
No.
Did you even think of asking a question?
It was not for me. It was for kids.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead. What was your thing?
No. I was going to mention, I forgot to mention about the Madison Square Gardens thing that happened with the Foo Fighters on Sunday night.
Yeah.
They had to show proof of vaccination. So the one thing we talked about 3 or 4 months ago is starting to come to fruition, where you have to show you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
A little.
You and I have both been vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, I've been vaccinated. It kind of bothers me. Because if you've been vaccinated, then what are you worried about? If you haven't been vaccinated, you go to a concert, you know there's a chance you could get the virus, you know what you're signing up for.
Well, see, they weren't allowed to go.
Yeah.
Only people that were vaccinated could go. So then you had a bunch of people protesting outside of Madison Square Gardens saying, well, we can't go to these and we're not going to get vaccinated.
Well, that's their choice. Then they won't be seeing Foo Fighters, will they?
Okay. That's what you should say.
Or Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, and playing Bee Gees, which I dread that. I'm telling you right now, I dread to see that. All right, let's talk about Bellarmine, your alma mater, for a second. did you see the story where they are going to be starting a sprint football team?
What is a sprint football team?
See, that's exactly what I was hoping you would say. I had no idea what a sprint football team is. All right, so in 2022 is when they're going to start the sprinter football program at Bellarmine. It is where you are can only weigh a certain weight. So there's a weight limit to it of 178 pounds. So it allows it to be a faster game and less injuries.
Do you have any linemen?
Yes.
And but they're 178-pound linemen?
Yes, exactly. So you have to weigh, you can only weigh a, so it reminds me, this is what it reminded me of, the first thing I thought of, when I played gray-white football in elementary school, because I was a little on the chunky side, I don't know if you know that or not, but when I was growing up, until high school when I blossomed, but in elementary school I was a little overweight, and gray-white football put a big X on my helmet. Because I was not allowed to carry the football. So Battleship Bennett is out there, but he can't touch the football, which I thought was ridiculous. So this is kind of the same thing that's happened in Bellarmine with this whole sprinter football.
You're telling me
I wouldn't be allowed to play football.
You can't even play.
No!
So, you know, everybody's entitled these days, so wait till the first game, opening day, when all the fat people are out there and they're protesting because they can't play.
I'm going to lead the march out there.
Yeah.
You know what? I do think it's funny. It doesn't bother me at all. It sounds like a great idea, and I'm happy for Bellarmine. But it did take me back to my days when I had this big, ridiculous X on my helmet. It's like, man, thanks for just calling me out that I'm fat.
Yep.
And it's like, whatever. So, yeah, anyway.
We don't need to put an X on there. I think everybody kind of gets it when they just see them. They don't need to see the X. It's like, hey, X marks the spot. Here's the fat guy over here.
I know.
We don't need to. We don't need the X to tell us that.
It's not fat guy in a little coat out there, okay? So you
fat
don't need
guy
to
in
put
a
in,
little jersey.
I mean, and a little helmet because the helmet was really tight and I had a fat head. But it's like, come on, man. So I'm kind of excited about this. I would definitely like to go see a ball game. They're going to have 50 players on the team. They're hoping to get up 70 to 80 players. They're hiring a full-time coach, and they've got a conference.
Wow. I've never heard of something like this.
I have never heard of sprinter football. Yes. And they say it's supposed to be pretty good because of the fact that it's really fast.
And it's 11 on 11.
I didn't see where it was 11 on 11, but I believe that I'm just assuming that it is. So,
okay.
If you're putting
learn
on
something every day, huh?
70 to 80 players, you got to be playing 11 on 11. It can't be anything else, any smaller than that. So, I mean, you would go see this, wouldn't you? It's your school.
Well, sure. I'd go down there, support Bellarmine.
I think it's a great idea. So, you know what else is a great idea?
Cornbread hemp.
Absolutely. Cornbread hemp is the idea of the day. And tell me why, Shannon.
Well, because if you have any pain, anxiety, maybe if you have trouble sleeping, this is a great product to try out. If you've had, you know, any issues with any of those things that I just mentioned there, give them a try. Cornbreadhemp.com. They got the CBD oil. They got the balm you can rub on your bones if they get achy. They got the lotion, even CBD for your pets. And if you use the promo code CATS, C-A-T-S, you can save 25% off your first order at cornbreadhemp.com.
That's right, cornbreadhemp.com.
Did you like I said you could rub it on your bones?
Yes. How do you rub it on your bones?
It goes straight through your muscles, right to your bones.
It does? It goes straight to your – do your bones have any feeling?
Well, sure.
No, they
don't. If I hit you in the bone, you'd feel it.
I would definitely feel it, but it wouldn't be because of my bone. It would be because of my nerves. But
so if I broke your leg, you wouldn't feel it?
Of course I would feel it, but it's not because of the bone.
Well, you might have a few broken bones Saturday night at OVW.
No, you think I'm going to?
Yeah, can you feel this?
Have I gone a little too far with the she-girl and the barking chihuahua?
You won't be – well, I mean, the barking chihuahua, calling Ryan Lemon a barking chihuahua is about accurate.
Is it really? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not worried about Ryan, but She-Girl is going to give me a hard time.
Don't be calling Mahabali Shira She-Girl.
Really? I mean, come on. It's just got to have a little fun.
He's got to have a little fun with you when he swings you around like a rag doll.
If he can pick me up. I mean, I doubt if he could.
Oh, please.
You think so?
Yeah.
Could he put me over his head like that one dude did you the first match you had?
Absolutely, he could.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If I fell,
have you Googled this guy?
I have seen pictures. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. You were trying to give him tickets to Las Vegas and money and all that kind of stuff.
Trying to bomb off, you know?
Why are you doing stuff like that?
Well, the Million Dollar Man taught me that everybody's got a price, so I thought maybe I could bomb off. And maybe he wouldn't show up on Saturday, and I could just get the bye to the next round of the tournament.
So that's it. That's the whole plan, is not to you're going to buy your way all the way there and never have a match, and therefore Michael Bennett's never going to be there in the ring with you.
Yeah.
Is that's the plan?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let me tell you right now. So, hey, listen, if you would like to advertise with us, I know this is a great segue. Email me at Michael, what is it? Michael@justthecats.com, and you'll find out how easy and economical it is to advertise on this ridiculous show. But we have a good time, and our advertisers love us. So email me, Michael@justthecats.com, and I'll show you how inexpensive and, like I just said, economical. So we got to take our last break. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or tweet me at Just Cat Radio. We'll get to some of your tweets. Plus, I want to talk about what Chipper Jones had to say about this whole Sticky Gate. Have you seen that, Shannon?
I know about Sticky Gate, but I don't think I've seen what Chipper Jones has said about it.
Yeah, Chipper Jones has something to say about it, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. This is Just the Cats.
Vince, we were Jesus.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Linda said, Michael Bennett, Jamal Murray can't play for the U.S. He's Canadian. How many players do
we
have?
That's why we didn't say that originally. Now people are messing with us.
I know. And then I think Cat is Dominican Republic. Well, Cat, Carl Anthony Towns is both Dominican and American, because his dad was from the U.S. and his mom is from the Dominican, so he could play for Team U.S. Yeah, PJ said also, if Murray plays in the Olympics, it won't be for the U.S., it'll be Canada.
That's why we didn't say Murray.
Yeah. Bearded Clovis said, I agree, Michael. If you think about it, Cousins is one of the best Cats ever. Who's better? It's sad what happened to him. His numbers in the last big year with the Pelicans before his injury were insane. He was on his way to the Hall of Fame. I agree with you. He was definitely just going off with the Pelicans, and it's a shame what has happened to him, because that was his next injury, and then he has another injury. It's like, oh, my gosh. I feel bad for these players that have stuff like this happen.
Yeah, it's hard to bounce back from an injury, especially an ACL like that that he had. So a lot of times you just see players, when they go down with an ACL, they're never quite the same. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing with DeMarcus.
And it's almost like it's repetitive. It happens more than once. So it's like one time, and then boom, something else happens. And that's what's happened with Anthony Davis. I mean, you get one injury, then it seems like you're prone to injury from then on.
Then you got Charles Barkley calling you street clothes.
I do think that's funny, though. I mean, I love Anthony Davis. He's a great player. I'm glad he played at Kentucky.
I mean, he's going to be all right, too. How much was that contract worth?
$185 million. Let me go back to
this. For 5 years?
5-year contract for $189 million.
Yeah, you pay me that kind of money, you can call me anything you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't have any problem. You can call me anything you want as well. Yeah. And if you call me street clothes, I'm happy.
Street clothes.
John said, how about Trey Lyles? Well, we can't Trey Lyles because, again, he's Canadian.
Yeah. Come on, people.
So, just some guy said, Michael, I'd not heard of this either. Not many teams. And that's talking about Bellarmine joining the...
I had never heard of a sprint football team.
Sprinter football. Yeah. And I guess they mean sprinter just because they're all 178 pounds or less.
They can all sprint.
And they won't let fat guy Battleship Bennett out there on the course.
First of all, you're way too old. You're not in college anymore.
It doesn't matter. I'd like to play.
Okay. You could go out there and play. You know what you can do?
What?
Are you a part of our I bet you're not a part of that.
That you just brought that up to really tick me off. Is what
I didn't even know you knew about it.
Of course, Tony Vannetti
has put together, I don't know what, you know, inspired this to happen, but he put together, nobody knows what you're talking about. Let me explain it.
Okay.
Tony Vannetti put together our iHeartRadio flag football game that's going to happen next Saturday, and Michael Bennett, no surprise, did not get invited. Everybody else got invited. Well, actually, hang on a minute. Somebody else didn't get invited, too.
Jerry Eves.
Matt Jones.
Was not
invited. And I told him that. I was like, look, man, I'm looking through on the list. You're not on the email list. You didn't get invited. And he was hot. He was upset about it.
Really?
Then he goes, well, I don't want to play. I go, well, that's why, though. Nobody invites you because they know you don't want to play in it.
I would love to play in it, but I wasn't invited. I saw it on
Facebook. We'll put an X on your head.
Exactly. And you know what? You wouldn't even put a helmet. You just put it on my hair.
Right.
And then my hair is going to rip out. So, yeah, Tony Vannetti, thank you for inviting me and including me not into yet another thing at iHeart.
We'll let you watch outside the gate, kind of like when you're here at iHeart. You can watch the radio show from outside.
You're exactly correct. So you're probably going to have some kind of security out there. But there's only one security I like, and that's ClearPoint IT. If you've got a need for data and network security, we're not talking about just network or just data. They take care of data and network security. You need to call ClearPointIT.com. I can't really talk today.
That's okay. It's not like every other day. But yeah, ClearPoint IT. Think about it like this. Think about Michael Bennett is the hacker. He's trying to get inside your building. All right? Think about it like this.
Play flag football. That's all I want to do.
He wants to play flag football with all your data. Toss it around, compromise it. You don't want that to happen if you own a small business, medium business. Doesn't really matter what size your business is, because Kroger, U.S. Cellular, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Facebook, they've all been hacked in the past year, and you want to protect your data because it's your most valuable asset. That's why you need to call ClearPoint IT at 502-836-2442 or go to clearpointit.com. It's technology and focus, and don't let Michael Bennett come in and hack your place like all these other companies have already had happen to them.
As for Dan, the first session is free, okay? The first session's free. It's my favorite four-letter word. All right, let's talk about Chipper Jones for a minute. So you know this whole thing going on with Stickygate. In fact, one of the Mets pitchers, after the first inning yesterday, he had an incredible inning, and the umpires immediately asked to see his hat and the baseball. And, of course, there was nothing on it. It's this whole thing where the weightlifter that was making the concoction that they used to hold the bar when they're lifting the weight. So he was selling it to Major League Baseball teams. And pitchers are using it so they can get more spin, more rotation on the baseball. And that's why batters are having issues with hitting the ball. So you got that whole thing. So Chipper Jones came out and made the announcement. Listen, here's what we need to do. You allow pitchers to use rosin. So you allow also batters to use pine tar.
Right.
So if that's the case, why don't you just flip it and let the pitchers use pine tar as well?
Well, I think they want to clean up the game. I don't think they want pitchers out there with foreign objects and foreign substances on their fingers trying to get an advantage.
But if you're allowed to use pine tar on your bat, why shouldn't you be allowed to use pine tar on the baseball?
Well, pine tar helps you hold on to the bat.
Correct.
They're using the pine tar or the sticky substance as a pitcher to get better break on the ball, to get more of a spin rate.
Yeah.
Which is a disadvantage for the hitter. There's no disadvantage to the pitcher for the hitter being able to hold on to the bat.
Why not? I mean, if they drop the bat, then you're going to not be able to hit the ball. So there is an advantage.
It's on the backswing.
To be able to hit the bat.
It's on the backswing. It's a safety thing more than anything. It prevents.
So?
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good suggestion right there. I thought, let's just let them have it. They're already so why not?
Yeah, and then if a pitcher's struggling, just let the trainer go out and shoot some steroids in his hind end, and we'll go on. You know, anything you want, whatever you need.
Oh, my gosh.
Just open it all up, kind of like the NCAA is doing right now. There's no rules anymore.
Well, see, I don't think the NCAA is opening up right now. If you ask me, they're...
No, they're about to be forced to, though.
Yeah, they're about to be forced to, but how long will it take before they really do, if they ever do?
Oh, it'll happen. It's coming. This is the big first step right here.
I just feel like they're going to fight to the death.
Well, they can fight, but they're not going to win this battle.
We'll see what happens, but
we'll see. It's going to happen. Players are going to get paid. They're going to be able to be compensated for doing appearances, merchandise sales. I'm sure video games will come back again. Remember video games?
Yes.
I mean,
and they should be.
And that's one of those things, too, where they never actually put the players' names on the video games, but they were in a database to where you could go back and match up the players' names. So you could always put the players' names on the video games. And that was their loophole for getting around and not having to pay players.
Which of the players, which sport is going to gain the most? Is it going to be football or basketball?
Probably basketball here, but it depends on the school. Depends on the school.
I think so, too.
At Alabama, it's going to be football.
Yeah, but I still think the basketball players at Kentucky are going to make more than the football players in Alabama.
All right, Michael.
We can talk about that forever. Let's talk about that tomorrow.
See ya.
Anyway, everybody have a great day. Appreciate you listening. Justin Katz.